and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Of his kingdom there shall be no end. Beloved, that is the reason why we celebrate his birth. Because of his kingdom there shall be no end. He reigns forever. Hallelujah. He reigns what? Forever and ever. So his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. He doesn't come to an end. And we know what his kingdom means. Hallelujah. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. Jesus always refers to his kingdom in the present continuous. My kingdom is like unto. My kingdom is not of this world. Because his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I titled this short exhortation, Spiritual Dimension to Christmas. Spiritual Dimension of the Yuletide. Hallelujah. Yuletide means Christmas. Praise the Lord. To many people, Christmas means a lot of things. When we were young, all we knew about Christmas, we knew that we were celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, but that was about it. And we were more concerned about all the nice things that is associated with it, like buying new clothes, wearing new shoes on that day, although buying shoes was not my favorite remembrance of those times, because it wasn't a happy journey for me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because it used to be a very challenging time for me, because as God created some of us, he created us with large feet, and it was an issue getting shoes. Hello, somebody. So while everybody gets their shoes and gets everything ready, mine, you know, but God always came through. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. So to a lot of people, it means a lot of things. We used to look forward to the lunch on that day. It was always a special lunch. Hallelujah. We never ate turkey any time of the year. It was the only one time that we eat turkey. Now, turkey wasn't even my favorite, because it was, the taste is too intense for me. So I would rather settle for my chicken any day. Praise the Lord. But you see, we associated so many things to it. So it became to us more of a religious celebration than a spiritual one. And to some other people, it is just a culture, a cultural celebration. Because it is something that people who don't know him, who wouldn't receive him, also do celebrate. Can I hear an amen? People who don't believe in your Jesus will see you at this time and even compliment you. That's why they say season's greetings, compliments of the season, Merry Christmas, whether they believe in Jesus or not. But they are just infused to what is going on at that time that they say, but they really do not know. Neither do they have the understanding of what Christmas is all about. Praise the Lord. So out of these three reasons why people celebrate Christmas, the cultural one, the religious one, and the spiritual one. The most important is the spiritual one. Praise the Lord. Because spiritual knowledge and spiritual understanding is what separates religious people from spiritual people. And what you want to be is a spiritual person. Praise the Lord. So it's important that you have a spiritual understanding of what we are really truly celebrating today. That the celebration is not about this shining light on the choir head. Hallelujah. That it is not about a tree that has some wrapped gifts under it. That it's not about the shining light that is around your living room. Praise the Lord. That is not about the shoes that you buy. That is not about the greetings we both share with one another. That is not about the gifts that we even give each other. Because the perfect gift is the gift of the Son of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Some people at this time, they are miserable. Either because they don't have new clothes, either because nobody is offering them a gift. And they're unhappy at that time. Little did they know that the perfect gift has already been made available for them. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. So it's important as a child of God, a kingdom citizen, to understand exactly what you are celebrating at the time. So that when you tell somebody Merry Christmas, it is more than jollof rice and turkey. Glory be to Jesus. That even without the turkey and without the jollof rice, it is still a Merry Christmas. Oh, I wish I had two people to receive that. Hallelujah. This is important. To other people who have no understanding, once this season is over, they go back into their sorrowful state. They go back into their anxious state. They go back into their worrying state. So it's just about today. But for you and I, it is forever. For his kingdom is from everlasting to everlasting. We don't lose our joy. We don't lose our peace. For the Bible says, peace and goodwill unto all men. Can I hear an amen? Amen? That's why we celebrate. We celebrate because God fulfilled his plan of salvation for men by bringing his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, into this world. Hallelujah. To save mankind from his sins. That's why we are celebrating. Knowing that in him, my sins are forgiven. Glory be to Jesus. That's why we are celebrating. So it's not about the goat that is tied down. I saw many goats tied down on my way here this morning. I said some things are going to die. Hello? Chickens will die. Turkeys will die. Goats will die. Cow will die. But Jesus lives forever. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. That is why we celebrate. Amen. Beloved, let's open our Bible to Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9. Are you there? Okay, let's read. I think from verse 13, right? Or 4. No. Verse 4. Please read.
For thou hast broken the yoke of his body.
No. That's not the one I want. Okay, go on. We'll get there.
The rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and garments rolled in blood. For this shall be with burning and words of fire.
Unto us what?
A child
is born.
A son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
Stop there, my brother. The government shall be upon his shoulder. He is the governor. He is not the natural governor. Hallelujah. He is the supernatural governor. The governor of all governors. Oh, praise the Lord. This is why we celebrate and rejoice. That we know that there is nothing the earthly governor can do when you are connected with the governor of governors. The governor, earthly governor, has to bow. Oh, I thought I had people too. I don't know what is the reason for your rejoicing. But I've come to let you know the reason for my rejoicing. Because the Bible says, of his kingdom there shall be no end. So there is an infinity dimension to his kingdom. It is infinite. It does not come to an end. The Bible tells us, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 20. We're still going to that Isaiah. But let me quickly make this point. Is anybody there? 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 20. Anybody there? Quickly open to it. And let somebody also open to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 24. Yes, read yours. 1 Corinthians 4:20. Yes. Yes. For the kingdom of God is not what? It's not in word. So it's not in a puffed up speech. It is the kingdom is not in Merry Christmas. Hello, somebody. That's not. He said it is in power. Glory be to Jesus. So we are celebrating and rejoicing because the kingdom of God that has come to dwell in us as children of God is a powerful kingdom. So there is power on the inside of you. Tell your neighbor, you carry power. Hallelujah. Because Jesus said, the kingdom is within you. It is within you. In other words, power is within you. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 24. Are you there? What did he say? Read on. But unto them,
which are called,
both Jews
and Greeks, Christ the power of God.
Unto them who are called. Do I have anybody called of God in this place? Are you born again? Spirit filled. Hallelujah. Unto them who are called, what is Christ to them? The power of God and the wisdom of God. Praise the Lord. Christ, the power of God, and what? The wisdom of God. So Christ being born. Hallelujah. Means that wisdom is everlasting. I can never lack wisdom. All I need to do is to ask him, and wisdom shall be supplied. In any situation or condition you find yourself and you are confused, wisdom is available for you. Hallelujah. And the wisdom knows no end. The reason why I really rejoice, what God really wants you to know today, is that the kingdom that is in you means that you are exposed to limitless possibilities. Because of his kingdom, there shall be no end. No end to wisdom. No end to peace. No end to joy. Hello? Hallelujah. No end to the goodness of God in your life. Can I hear an amen? Amen. No end to the goodness of God in your life. Let me read Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. I'm reading the New Living Translation. It says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink. Hello? So whether you do not have Fanta to drink today, hallelujah, whether you do not have juice or juice to drink today, whether you do not have turkey or goat meat to eat today, hear what the scripture says. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Joy in the Holy Ghost is not saying joy of the Holy Ghost, but joy in the Holy Ghost. This type of joy can only be experienced by people who have the Holy Ghost. A lot of people are rejoicing today out there and saying they have joy. But what they have is not real joy. It is fake. It's counterfeit. Because their own joy can easily be destroyed by happiness. Hello? It can easily be destroyed. But the joy that we have can never be taken away from us. Hallelujah. Look at yourself. You look at yourself sometimes, you wonder if you look back from the things and the challenges and trials that you have faced in life and you have come through. And you are wondering, how was I able even to make that? How was I able to really stand after all that I have been through? Why didn't that thing take me out? Why didn't that thing really bring me flat on my feet completely? But I'm still standing. You know why? You have a joy in the Holy Ghost. And that joy in you will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able to bear. Can I hear an amen? Amen. That's why it is different with us than the rest of the world. The rest of the world are happy because of happenings. But we are joyful and joyous because we have joy on the inside of us. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Beloved, this is important. It's important that we know why we are celebrating. What we are actually celebrating. What does it mean? What does the birth of Jesus Christ mean? It means that we have been connected to an infinite dimension of spiritual power and blessings. And in that kingdom, there is no lack. In his kingdom, nothing is broken. In the kingdom, nothing is missing. Praise the Lord. In the kingdom of God. That is why we celebrate. Because we know that coming to Jesus Christ, surrendering our lives to him, means that we do not come to a dead end. You don't bring your prayer request to him and say, Jesus, I read in your word, you made this promise to me, and I want this promise to come to pass in my life. And Jesus will answer and say, oh, I wish you had come 3 years ago. I think we have run out of it. No, of his kingdom there shall be no end. I thought somebody would receive that. Of his kingdom there shall be no end. And the Bible says his kingdom is what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. It is living a life of goodness. So goodness does not come to an end. He said, no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. He promised us. He said, we will not lack any good thing. Because no good thing is lacking in that kingdom. Are you a citizen of that kingdom? Then be rest assured. It is not over until God says so. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He has made great and precious promises for us to live by. And we must always be mindful of that. And that should really be the source of your joy. In all situations and circumstances that life may bring your way. That you know you are not alone. That you know coming to Christ is not coming to a dead end. That you know you belong to a kingdom where nothing is lacking and nothing is broken and nothing is missing. That you know that Christ in you, the hope of glory. That you know that in him you live, you move, and you have your being. Hallelujah. That you know that he has your back. Because you are connected to him. You are connected to power. You are connected to favor. Hallelujah. The Lord will favor you. He will favor you in this season. Amen. I said he will favor you in this season. Amen. Praise the Lord. In that verse 33, the Bible makes us to understand that the child born is great. Let somebody say great. Great. If that child born is great, Jesus is great, and you have the kingdom of Jesus on the inside of you, what does that make you? You are great. So I celebrate today because greatness came to me the day he was born. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. It's important for us to be, you know, to have a spiritual understanding and to be focused on the right thing. Because many of us are just focused. You are either focused on people or you are focused on material things. Hey, I want to get this. I want to have this. I want to own this. I deserve to have this. All those things are not your source. Christ is the source. The fountain of life that never runs dry. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the help of man, as the Bible says, It's a useless help. If all you are doing is depending on people, you see, this Christmas time, a lot of people would have been depending on people. If you're depending on people. Hello? Maybe somebody remembers you Christmas. Maybe every Christmas. And you plan the future based on the fact that they used to remember you. Then this year they have not remembered. What do you do? Is it their fault? Is it their fault? Then you'll be angry. Then you lose the joy of the season. Because somebody did not remember you. You are planning on the limitation of man. From today, never you plan on the limitation of man. Because man is a limited being. We are all limited, all of us. All of us need help. Everybody needs help. Whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you are in between, we all need help. And that is why it is important to go to where you can get a constant help that can never fail. God Himself is the source of infinite help. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I've made up my mind. I can't rely on people. So, I don't need to buy chicken now. You know, they blessed me last year. That person always blessed me with chicken. And then the chicken didn't come. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. You ask yourself, was it God that you were depending on before? Or you were depending on man? Somebody is laughing. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Does it make it a bad Christmas because you didn't get that gift? No. Christmas is always a joyous time because of the reason. The turkey is not the reason. Praise the Lord. Do you know you can buy turkey any time of the year and eat it? Hello? You can buy your juice any time of the year and drink it. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can wear your red anytime. There's no police that will catch you. I say you are not supposed to wear it on this particular day. Praise the Lord. All those things are not what makes this day, this day. It is Christ in you, the glory of God. That is what is important. That is what you and I should celebrate. That we have Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So he said, the child is born great. Number two, he said, he is the son of the highest. He is the son of the highest. He is the son of the highest. Glory be to Jesus. Where is Brother Bambo? He has disappeared. Let's read our Isaiah 9 again. Isaiah 9. Okay, I'm about to close. Are you there? Okay. Where did he stop? Is it verse 7? Did he stop in 7? Yes, verse 6, yes. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called what? Wonderful. His name shall be called Wonderful. In other words, he is full of wonders. And because he's full of wonders, he will do wonders in your life. Amen. He is full of wonders. His wonders is everlasting. It does not come to an end. Glory be to Jesus. So if you are here, you are thinking, can God still do wonder? Can he still do one? He's a wonder-working God. Hallelujah. Counselor. He is a what? A counselor. You have a situation you don't understand. You are confused about something. Go to God and say, God, enlighten my ignorance. In this particular, which way to go? For the Bible says, according to Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23, it is not in man to direct his own paths. It is God. So you go back to God to instruct you as to which way to go. Praise the Lord. This is why it is so. He is the counselor of counselors. He will give you a counsel that will dispel every confusion in your life. You are wondering, something is happening. God, what is going on? Why is this happening? What is this? Blah, 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 blah. He has the answers. And he will counsel you and tell you, this is it. This is it. This is not it. This is not it. This is where you should go. Hallelujah. He's a counselor. So we don't lack counsel. The mighty God. The Bible says he is the mighty God. He is mightier than the mightiest. So no matter the situation you are, and it seems insurmountable, a mountain that you do not know, standing to hinder you from moving forward, guess what? You are connected to the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. He is mightier than the mightiest. Glory be to Jesus. The Everlasting Father. He is not just a father for Christmas Day. Father Christmas. That's for the world. They have a father for one day. We have our father forever. Glory be to Jesus. The Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Jesus says, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives, do I give unto you. Not as the world gives, do I give unto you. When I have, I'm at peace. When I don't have, I'm still at peace. The peace the world gives, where you don't have, you lose your peace. To be acquainted with this King eliminates all worries. Because you know that of his kingdom, there shall be no end. And in his kingdom, it's not what you eat or drink. It's not about that. It is righteousness, that is goodness of God, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That is what the kingdom of God is about. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. So he's the Prince of Peace. In verse 33 of our text, he says, he has a throne and he reigns. His reign is eternal and he cannot be dethroned. Hallelujah. Oba ton gba dobale oba. Oba ti itere kishi. Hallelujah. There was one day, somebody just said something that I didn't like. When I dropped the phone, I looked up to heaven. I said, Obati, afiti te reba shiloni. Hallelujah. You know, you have to know this God. I said, your throne, you can't be dethroned. Unless you will be dethroned today, but you have never been known to be dethroned, you are on the throne. And because you are on the throne and you cannot be dethroned, cancel what they have done. Hallelujah. By the next day, it was canceled. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, you see, you have to know whose you are and whom you serve. You have to know. You have to come to that understanding. That he who is your father reigns above all. That he that is above all. Praise the Lord. You have to come to that understanding. The reason why sometimes we run helter-skelter, you still have not come to that spiritual understanding. of the infinite dimension to which you have been destined to operate in. That in the spirit realm, you can control what is manifesting in the physical. Because of who you are connected with in the spirit. The wonderful counselor, mighty God, the Prince of Peace. That you are connected with him, all power is made available. You are connected to limitless possibilities. Whatever you are thinking is not possible now, it is possible. Hello? I said it is possible. Come on, tell yourself, that thing is possible. Because of who you are connected to. Praise God forever. And the most important point is that of his kingdom, there shall be no end. Praise God forevermore. Of his kingdom, there shall be no end. Praise the Lord. Beloved, this is why we celebrate this day. Why do you celebrate this day? Why do you celebrate? Do you do it just because everybody is doing it? Do you celebrate just because, well, you are a Christian, so as Christians, you know, it is something we do. Then it becomes a religion. This child that was born over 2,000 years ago into this world was not born to come and give us religion. He was born to expose us to a relationship with God. Praise the Lord. To have a one-on-one relationship with God. So you see yourself as a child of God, and he is your father. Praise the Lord. And you relate to him as such, that he is your father. He's not just a God that is somewhere high up there, but he's that is close, and that he dwells on the inside of you. Glory be to Jesus. Do we have people here today who really truly have the understanding of what we celebrate today? That this is why you celebrate him. It's not because of your prayers that you have not seen answered. The things you have asked of him that you are yet to handle. The things that you believe that you will still taste and see in your life. But that you are grateful to him that he was born for your salvation. Praise the Lord. And for the remission of your sin. God has done great things for us already. And it is something that we must rejoice about every day and in all ways. That Jesus came into this world. He has made impossibility possible. Praise the Lord. I said he has made impossibilities possible because he came. Because he was born. Hallelujah. And I just love the way that God always explains things. That was why he was born in a place that you and I, self, we will not approve of. Hello, somebody. He was born in a manger in the company of goats and sheep. The goats and chickens that we are killing today and rejoicing. He was born in the midst of them. Glory be to Jesus. Why did God do that? God could have allowed for them to be in a 5-star hospital. After all, he's the greatest. He's the highest. He's wonderful. He's the mighty God. He's the Prince of Peace. Why would the Prince of Peace go inside? You see, the wisdom of God is a wonder. Hallelujah. So that you and I, you will not say things are not working because of where you are born. Things are not working for you because of the family in which you are born into. Things are not working for you because your father didn't have money. Hello, somebody. Because the greatest came out of nothing. The greatest was born in the place that nobody would even look at. Hallelujah. But there, a star was born. Whatever is covering your star from today, your star will shine. Amen. I said your star will shine. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, rise on your feet. We are not of them that celebrate based on cultural dimension. We are not of them that celebrate based on an emotional dimension. We are not of them that celebrate based on religious dimension. We are of them that celebrate the infinity dimension of Christmas because we have a spiritual understanding that because Christ was born, we are free. Because Christ was born, we are delivered. Because Christ was born, we are healed. Because Christ was born, we become somebody. Because Christ was born, all broken hearts are bound up. Because he was born, beauty replaces ashes. Because he was born, a garment of praise replaces a spirit of heaviness. Because he was born, all of joy replaces mourning. Hallelujah. This is why we rejoice. This is the reason for the season. This is why we say Merry Christmas. This is why we say Happy Christmas. Because we know what he has done for us. Hallelujah. He came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt he paid. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the throne, Lord, I lift your name on high. You know why I changed sky to throne? Because I don't understand. Where is he in the sky? He's on the throne. Hallelujah. Lord, I lift your name on high. Come on, let us worship this King. Lord, I long to sing your praises.
Lord, I love to sing your praises.
I'm so glad you're in my life.
I'm so glad you're in my life.
I'm so glad you came. Choir.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My death you paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the throne. Lord, I lift your name.
Sending your son, bringing him into this world to to fulfill your plan for salvation, your plan of redemption. We thank you, Lord, because that plan is working in our lives. Thank you for exposing us to that plan. Thank you because we have embraced that plan and we are saved. Father God, therefore, because you are in us, let every blessing of the kingdom begin to find expression in our lives. That those, oh God, who have not yet known the true meaning of Christmas will, through your goodness in our lives, come to see Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this season. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings. We thank you for the joy that is deeper than that which the world can give. We thank you because that joy overflows in our hearts today. And continually it shall overflow in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' glorious name, we have praised and given thanks. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.